Today's devotion for day 3, Friday, February 16th, 2018, was contributed by Dave McCullough. Our scripture comes from James 5, verse 16. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Several years ago, my best friend Mike Quinn called me one Sunday after church and told me that he was on his way up to Baylor Scott & White in Dallas because his wife Tina was experiencing liver failure, and the hospital here had exhausted all possible avenues for her treatment. I immediately began to pray for her healing and made my way up to Dallas to be with him. The week was so long, with so many ups and downs. By Friday evening, the doctors informed Mike that unless she had a liver donor, she wasn't going to make it through the weekend, and he needed to gather the family members together so they could say their last goodbyes. Mike had called me when he received the news, and we cried on the phone. I tried to find the right words to say, but was at a loss. What do you say to someone that has just been told that someone they love so dearly is not going to make it through the weekend unless a miracle happens? I told him I would continue to pray for Tina and lift her up to the Lord for healing. Exhausted, I arrived home late that Friday night, but was so restless I could not sleep. I usually sit on the side of our bed and say my daily prayers before I go to sleep, but this night I walked into our den and got down on my knees and prayed for a miracle of some kind to happen. No sooner had I finished my prayer than my phone rang, and it was Mike. A long pause ensued, and in a broken and tearful voice he said, "We have a donor." 4 years have passed this past October, and Tina has fully recovered with no side effects and lives a normal, healthy life. Our prayer for today is, Heavenly Father, I pray for your healing hands to cure the sick and comfort those who are in need. In your holy name I pray. Amen.